So now Paul is in Antioch in Pisidia. And he went into the synagogue, and it was a custom that if a new person, a stranger, came in, but he was obviously a Pharisee. I mean, he was obviously a trained man. The ruler of the synagogue would invite him to say a few words. My brothers, if one of you has a word of exhortation for the people, please speak. There's Paul and Barnabas. So Paul got up, mentioned with his hand, what the orators did in those days, and said, "Fellow children of Israel, and you others who are God-fearing, listen." And now he's going to tell the story very quickly to get people to understand who Jesus is. "The God of this people, Israel, chose our ancestors and exalted the people during their sojourn in the land of Egypt 400 years. With uplifted arm, he led them out." And now he's going to go through the history, you see. At the end of about 450 years after these things, he provided judges up to Samuel, a shofet. They weren't judges in our sense of the term exactly, but they were charismatic military leaders who defended the people. And then they were sort of a leader. People would go and consult them. Now, then prophecy began. Shmuel, Samuel. He was the first one in this new line. "Speak, Lord, because your servant is listening." And that's the heart of prophecy, to be listening. To be listening. So that if God tells you something he wants for people, you're going to deliver it no matter what the message was. Sometimes it's not a good way to be popular. Then they asked for a king. God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man from the tribe of Benjamin. And the text describes him, a tall man, head and shoulders over everybody, made a splendid appearance. He's our king. And he sent Samuel. And when he saw him, he said, "That's the one, anoint him." Then he had to remove him because he wasn't obedient. And then I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish. Well, he did a good job. Wasn't perfect. He sinned with Bathsheba and so forth. And so, from this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior. Remember when David wanted to build a house for the Lord and for the Ark, right? And Nathan, his sort of spiritual director, the prophet, said, "Yes, that's a good idea." But that night, the word of the Lord came to Nathan. Say, "You go tell David, you are not going to build me a house. First place, you're a man of blood. You had to wage war after war, and you know, you're not the one. It'll be your son who will build this temple for me." And then poor Solomon built the temple, and he was so wise, and he got distracted, mostly by women, and he lost it. And had big building programs, had to tax the people. So Rehoboam took 10 of the tribes and broke off. And that's why we have Israel and Judah. Okay. But this man, the Baptist, you see, John, whom everybody respected, heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance. Now, Paul is telling this, all these people, though they're in Perga and then in Antioch, they know what went on in Jerusalem. And as John was completing his course, he would say, who do you suppose that I am? I am not he. I am not the anointed one, HaMashiach. There's one coming after me. And then that famous phrase he used all the time, I'm not unworthy to unfasten the sandals on his feet, which is a slave's job. So Paul is getting ready, and we'll go on with that speech tomorrow. Now, the gospel for today is the washing of the feet. Now, when our Lord did that, he was acting out his passion. Though he was in the nature of God, did not consider being equal to God a thing to be clung to, but he emptied himself. And so the text says, he took off his outer robe. He got water and a basin, and he washed their feet. He was predicting for them his future. Lower than a slave, a criminal. And that's our God. And the Father raised him. I'm telling you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. But they didn't. But that's for our encouragement. Huh? If they could finally cooperate with the Lord and become saints and martyrs, well, there's hope for us all. If we just cooperate and listen and obey and stop putting the Lord off here. By next week, Lord, I'll really get fervent about this. I'll start praying every day. No. Today. And the last line of this one is, you see, amen, amen, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send, receives me. And whoever receives me, receives the one who sent me. What's he saying? Anyone he sent, they're receiving God the Father if they receive him, because they're receiving Jesus, who is the Son of the Father, just as he said. When do we ever get a chance to do that? Very often. Very often. There's a word from the Lord through one of the brethren or through some visitor who comes, give a retreat or something. Listen, that's God the Father opening up for you and revealing to you his Son, Jesus.